Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Did you see on the news the other day that multiple trucks were vandalized out on the boat ramp in Fields Landing? It looks like someone broke windows out, and it's still unclear if anything was taken from the trucks. When I see things like this, it really frustrates me. Honestly, it makes me mad. Maybe because I've been the victim multiple times of theft out of my vehicle. A few years back, I was putting up a Christmas tree and left the back of my truck unlocked as I was in and out grabbing tools and heading back into the building. The neighbor's surveillance video clearly shows a guy climbing into the back of my truck, going through my things before making off with my tool bag. The officer that took the report looked at the video and told me that I shouldn't have left the back of my truck unlocked. I am so ready for our state and community leaders to get tough on crime, even though I have doubts that it will happen. It's frustrating that there seems to be very small consequences for the crimes that people are getting caught doing. Something has to change or it's only going to get worse. Have you noticed all the fences going up lately around town? I don't blame them. Fences seem to work. I guess it's true that good fences make good neighbors. Lately, I hear people saying don't leave anything in your car that you don't want stolen. It made me think, what do I own that I don't want stolen? Well, we all have treasures that we cherish, collections that we admire, and other things we enjoy, and it's frustrating to have someone take away what we've worked so hard to acquire. Recently, a good friend of mine had an experience, and he's decided that he's going to sell his prized collection, that it was a distraction to him from more important things in life and from his family. So we decided to sell the whole collection. I believe each of us should take an inventory of the things in our lives and see if they fit with our goals that we want to achieve. Have you ever seen the bumper sticker that says, "He who dies with the most toys wins"? Wins what? Wins the biggest fight after he's dead from his family over his stuff? Well, how does that compare to you never see a U-Haul behind a hearse? Well, the truth is you can't take it with you. Job in the Bible states, "Naked I came from the womb, and naked I'll depart." Biblically speaking, we're told to lay up treasures in heaven, where moths cannot destroy and thieves cannot steal. So how do we build up treasures in heaven? Well, we place our greatest value on people that we love, not the things we love. Make people a priority. Invest our time in others. Our treasures in heaven should be people, because the reality is that's the only thing and the only treasure that's going to make it there anyway. Well, I know that's where I'm heading when I die. And since I can't take any of my junk with me, I hope to see you there. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.